AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Donald Trump takes a pair of yesterday's GOP contests, Kentucky and Louisiana, while Ted Cruz won two others, Kansas and Maine. Trump, campaigning last night in Florida, called on Marco Rubio to quit.
Personally, I'd call for him to drop out of the race. I think it's time now that he drop out of the race. I really think so. I think it's probably time. You know, I don't think tonight he can get up and rant and rave.
Rubio says he's not leaving. Cruz actually took more delegates than Trump yesterday, and he took a shot at the GOP frontrunner.
It's easy to talk about making America great again. You could even print that on a baseball cap. But the real question is, do you understand the principles and values that made America great in the first place?
Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders debate tonight in Flint, Michigan. Mark Smith has more.
Both Clinton and Sanders have visited Flint and declared the crisis over its lead-tainted water supply a disgrace.
Do you think this would have happened for more than 48 hours in a white, affluent suburb?
When you hear what the people of Flint are saying, as I did, you would say, wait a minute, what country am I living in?
Tonight's debate comes ahead of Tuesday's primary here in Michigan and after Democrats caucus this afternoon and evening in Maine. That state may help Sanders pick up delegates after Clinton added to her wide delegate lead yesterday following contests in Louisiana, Kansas, and Nebraska. Mark Smith, Detroit.
Growing fear that freedom of the press is diminishing in Turkey as the government seizes the country's largest newspaper. Today's edition of the Zaman had a decidedly pro-government stance since police stormed the building and put government-friendly trustees in charge on Friday. Troops have had put up barricades and used tear gas and water cannons to drive away protesters from the newspaper offices. This is AP Radio News. 6 inches of rain has already fallen parts of Northern California as the first of two strong storms continues through the day today. Rain should spread to Southern California and into the Northwest. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says another storm will hit overnight into tomorrow.
There'll be a continuation of kind of a wet pattern across the West Coast, and at least the Northern Sierras look like they'll pick up another. Perhaps a couple of feet of snow.
After the first storm clears the mountains, it's expected to pick up Gulf Coast moisture, leading to the chance for tornadoes later in the week in the Southeast and the Great Plains. A father and daughter have only minor injuries after their small plane crash-landed yesterday afternoon on New York's Long Island. The two were returning from a college visit when they had engine trouble. He was able to deploy a large parachute before setting the plane down in a grassy area near an industrial park. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.